Okay, learning should be in Schus for Ili Nishmas. My wife's grandmother's yahrzeit was last Shabbos, Shendel Bas Yosef. Just to start off with a Chol Zivul Blinit, start off with a little bit of a nugget, and then we'll talk about Emor, Pesach Sheni, Kud Yontif everyone, and Lag BaOmer as well. So in the Parsha, the beginning of Emor, Mother's Day, a good in Mother's Day as well. Judaism, Mother's Day is every day, right? That's the famous Thanksgiving. Oh, Thanksgiving is every day. Mother's Day is every day. The pasuk says in Chavaf Yud, "V'ha'koin gadol me'echov," and the koin gadol from your brothers. So the Chol Zivul Blinit has a beautiful nugget, right? You know, you don't have such a long time to be able to say a whole long shmuz at the Shabbos table. We go right to the nuggets. So the Chol Zivul says an amazing idea. The Chol Zivul says, the Gemara says in Yoma and Daf Yutes that the koin gadol was greater in five different ways. He's greater bechachma and wisdom, bekoach and strength, benoy and his pleasantness, beosher and richness, ubeshanim. And greater in years. Says the Chol Zivul Blinit, b'chol zos, even though you're going to be greater in these five things, me'echov. Don't get so gavadik. You still have to be like your brothers. Make sure that you don't get too arrogant about yourself. Make sure you're still one of the chevra. Make sure you stay still one of the guys. That's the Chol Zivul Blinit. No matter what you are, and I think that applies to anything in life. You know, whether you be your father, grandfather, no matter how many mortgages you paid off for all your kids, whatever. You're still one of the guys. Make sure, you know, you're a guy, but, you know, you did amazing things. You know, you learned so great, but make sure that you still stay humble. We say it earlier in the year. I remember saying this, but I think it's important to remind ourselves that Rav Tzadok says that every single time you get to the to a certain time period, you could always find the message for that time period in the Torah. So that means around Pesach time, you could always find Pesach messages around. Usually, you know, Parshas of Tzav and Shemini and the leap years, Acher Mos Kedoshim, and Purim, you could usually find Tetzav around, right? So there's always a little message for, specifically for Pesach Sheni and for Lag BaOmer. So we're going to try to delve into the Parsha to be able to try to find out what can we take from the Parsha, from Pesach Sheni, and also for Lag BaOmer. So the Pasuk says, opening the Parsha, the Pasuk says, Hashem tells Moshe, Emor al Kohanim b'nei Aaron, Yamart aleim lenevesh lo yitama b'amav. I want you to tell the Kohanim, to tell their children, and you should tell them they can't be metame. Rashi famously says, quotes the Gemara in Yevamos, and Daf Kuf Yudalet, "Lahazir gedolim ala katan." You should make sure to warn the older Kohanim that they should make sure that what? That the younger Kohanim should also not be metame meis. Recently, before we go on, just parenthetically, we had a seventh grade trip to Washington. So one of the highlights that I always look forward to. We always go to George Washington Estate. We go to the George Washington Estate. Excellent. Excellent. We go to the George Washington where his house was and where his whole field was. Great. So they're buried there. Mrs. Martha. And usually the Kohanim always stay behind. So, you know, sometimes, you know, the whole group goes and, you know, we stay with the Kohanim. So I was telling the Kohanim, you know, don't worry. And there's a famous rabbi that we once quoted him several times throughout the year. His name is Rabbi Lazar Geldzahler. Tremendous, tremendous tzaddik, Rosh Hashiva. Unfortunately, passed away in a bus accident. Terrible. Listen to what he said to Kohanim when they were about to go in by Tzfat. He said this on a trip up to Meron. So he saw the Kohanim on the bus were very upset that they weren't able to go to the Holy Cemetery in Tzfat, one of my favorite places in the world. Because a Kohen has to make sure not to be Talmid Meis, because when Mashiach is going to come, they're able to do the Avodah. Says Rabbi Lazar Geldzahler to the Kohanim, when I told my students at George Washington's estate a couple weeks ago, right now, we're going in, and you're staying outside. But there's going to come a time, and there's going to come a time in history where you're going to go inside, and the rest of the class are going to stay outside. It's a deep vort, no? It's a beautiful vort. You have to have the proper outlook. But says Rashi, going back over here, moving away from George Washington, thank you so much, Mr. President, General Washington. So Rashi said the famous thing, you have to make sure the Ketanim don't get tummy mace. What's going on here? What specifically? Why are we learning this message over here? Number two, go on in the Pesukim, Perichav Beis Pasuk Tes. The Pasuk says, "V'shamrus mishmarti v'lo yisu alav chet." You should guard my safeguarding, my safekeeping, and you shouldn't bring it upon sin. Rashi famously quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Pei Gimel Manav. I shouldn't say famously because Rabbi Leibowitz said a couple weeks ago. As soon as you say a famous thing, then it makes everyone think that you should know it. But usually, I don't. Whenever someone was quoting the famous Gemaras, I don't. But Rashi quotes the Gemara that what is this referring to? V'shomru es mishmarti. You should guard my guarding. Milech ol chuma betumas haguf. You should make sure to tell the Kohanim that when they eat chuma, they should make sure not to be tummy. So what's going on here in this? What's the deeper message over here? Two questions. The deeper message going on by the Kohanim. Why is it so important to be able to make sure that they're not Tamei Meis? And number two, the second message is what's going on over here, specifically that a Kohen should make sure that they're not Tamei when they eat the Truma. So our second Chozev Oblin, right? We said we're going to get to two Chozev Oblins. We did the first Chozev, the second Chozev. Chozev has an amazing message. I just want to read it inside. The Chozev says, Emor al Kohanim, a real Chassidus Shavuot. Tell the Kohanim, B'nei Aaron. Not that you should tell Aaron, you should tell the Kohanim, the children of Aaron. No. Emor al Kohanim, comma, B'nei Aaron. You've got to be like the children of Aaron. Who was Aaron, right? We started the week of Hod, right today. Hod is the week of Aaron HaKohen, according to the Kabbalistic Sfarim. Aaron HaKohen is the one who was always Shalom, Rode Shalom. He ran for peace, he pursued peace. The Kohen, you're going to have to be like Aaron HaKohen. You're going to have to get involved in people's marriages. Aaron HaKohen, the Kohen got involved. He would always make peace. But what do you have to make sure? V'amartalem, you're going to speak to them. But what should you make sure? L'nefesh lo yitama ba'amav. You're going to speak to them. And you might sometimes have to bring yourself lower down. You're going to deal with people who aren't so great. They might be spiritually tummy. Make sure that when you're involved with these people who are going through negative things, make sure you don't get negatively influenced. When you do something positive, says the Choza, when you're doing something great, make sure to be like Aaron HaKohen. But make sure when you're doing that, make sure that your level of Yiddishkeit is not going to be lowered. For example, you know, a lot of days that, you know, they say, unfortunately, in Kirov. What happens in Kirov? A lot of the people, and I'm no one to speak because I'm not involved in Kirov at all, and I'm sure it's very hard, but they say when people are involved in Kirov and you go to college campuses, a lot happens a lot of times to the people who are involved is that unfortunately the religious level gets a little spiritually tainted or gets lowered a little bit, and unfortunately it leads to other things as well. Meaning you have to make sure to be mekarev as much as you can. But the second your Yiddishkeit is compromised, then it's all over. Because you're not taking the Chozah's message. The Chozah is saying, you're gonna do great, be positive. Do good things. But make sure you're doing it b'kedusha and tahara. Make sure that you're doing it fully, b'shlemus, complete. And you're not compromising anything, you're not making any excuses. Number two, Rav Yerucham Levavitz has an amazing answer what exactly b'shamruis mishmarti means. And he says something very, very similar. He says the same message, meaning the Kohanim are so busy. They're eating the truma, they're serving, you know, they're being like Aaron, they're literally in the mikdash, they're doing a lot. It says the Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz, when you're eating and you're doing the right thing, you're doing Avodas Hashem, make sure that you're not becoming impure. Make sure it's not leading to anything negative. Make sure that when you're involved in the positive things, it's not leading to something negative. For example, this happens to me all the time. I'm driving into the parking lot over here, and I'm about to be able to get in. Pulling in for a parking spot, and like someone like comes right in front of me, and just to be able to get out like a minute earlier. I don't know if you guys ever had that before. You guys, if everyone who ever lives there, like mincha marav time, like everyone's like in a big rush. And sometimes I'm the bad guy too. When you're coming to shul, are you cutting the guy off in front of you? Are you coming to be able to get? We have to make sure that when we're doing positive things, we're making sure. Or I should really be down the chavschus that maybe they have some sort of emergency. But my initial reaction is that no, people are just sometimes they're so focused on doing the right thing. But what happens when they want to do the right thing? They do a negative thing to be able to do the right thing. Like something else I wrote down over here. You do a chesed. You go visit someone in the hospital, or you're learning, or you have a good davening. Why do you have to tell everyone about it? Well, you know, today I went to the hospital and I visited three or four people. Just keep it benistra. Why do you have to tell everyone? When you have a good davening, why do you have to tell everyone? I was telling my wife, I was telling my students, when I get a good email, when I get a bad email, my wife is always there because I need chizik. But why is it that every single time I get a positive email, I have to share it with my wife? Am I really giving it to Shep Nachas, or am I doing it to be able to, you know, to prop up my arrogance a little bit? And I think it's an important message. Sometimes we're so focused on not doing averos, but when we do positive things, we're so focused on doing mitzvos, but when we do those mitzvos, we also sometimes we're negatively taking it down. So just to be able to chazer, then moving on to Pesach Sheni Lag Bomer, right? We said from the Chozel of Lin, what is it that a Kohen has to make sure to do? Emor al Kohanim b'nei Aaron. You have to be like the children of Aaron. You're going to have to get involved in people's issues, and they're going to have a lot of issues with the Jewish people. Unfortunately, there's always issues between marriages. There's always issues between friends. You're going to have to get involved. Be like Aaron, but you have to make sure that what? Make sure the lo yitama ba'ama. Make sure that you're not going to get negatively influenced or be compromised or anything else. And that's the same, I think, the same message with the Rav Yerucham Levavitz. He says over here that when you're going to eat the truma, you're going to do the message is you're going to be doing great. You're doing Avodas Hashem, you have to eat the Truma. It's very important. But make sure you're not going to do it Betumah. Make sure that there's not going to have any negative influences or anything that are going to come off. So that's really taking, you know, keeping the positive going by staying away from the negative. The flip side for Pesach Sheni and Lag BaOmer is really the opposite. Pesach Sheni, right? We famously know the story in Baal Oscha, that famously the Klal Yisrael were carrying, according to one man d'amar in the Gemara, it was the Atzmos of Yosef. That they were carrying the bones of Yosef, and unfortunately, when you're metame, when you're impure, you're not able to bring a carbon when you're impure, right? You see how the connection of the Torah now into the Zman, Tuma in the Parsha, Tuma now in Pesach Sheni. At the end of the day, they weren't able to do that. So they famously go to Moshe, and they say, Moshe, our leader, why are we not able to bring the carbon? We were doing something right. We were doing Avodas Hashem. Yosef said not to leave his bones in Egypt, and we didn't leave his bones. Why should we be tainted? So Moshe came to Hashem and famously said, we all know, Kadosh Baruch Hu made them Pesach Sheni. Kadosh Baruch Hu made them Pesach Sheni. So we see over here, but what we want to say is that even when they were on a low level of Tumah, they wanted to get out of it. Kadosh Baruch Hu saw they wanted to get out of it so badly. What did he do? He made them a new what? He made them a new mitzvah. He made them a new yontif. Like one of my students said to me, we don't have the Beis Hamikdash anymore, so what's Pesach Sheni? I guess maybe he likes tachanun. I don't know. So he said, why are we having Pesach Sheni? We don't. So I said, no, even though we don't have the Beis Hamikdash, it's still a yontif. It still has a kedusha zman. So much so, Kadosh Baruch Hu saw it came from such a sincere place. He made it olam ledoros. He made it forever. And the kedusha harim is an amazing idea. The kedusha harim says when the Kadosh Baruch Hu sees that it comes from such a deep place, he saw and then he specifically made them a new yontif. I'm just going to read from his words. The kedusha harim, the Ger Rebbe, says, "Devada yadu b'yidid gemura shehem tameim lenevash adam imela." He biturim lagamim in a carbon. Kadosh Baruch Hu knew, of course, they were putter. They were putter. They were metame mace. It's not like they were just chilling on the beach, or you know, they just had a. They were doing avodas Hashem. They're doing the right thing. What did Kadosh Baruch Hu do? What did these people do? Elishet sa'aku me'omach shivron libam. They were so brokenhearted. They wanted to be involved with the mitzvah so badly. Al shelo yachul hakriv. They weren't able to do, be able to bring this carbon. Ve'ein lahem aschus lahavi a carbon. They didn't have the schus to be able to bring the carbon. V'tsa'aku. They said the famous two words. Lama nigara. Why should we be left out? Because we were doing the right thing. Shirou atzmam kahagruim shvachla Yisrael. And he says that's the whole difference between atzvus and shivon lev. What's the difference between sadness and broken harness? Sadness just leads to more sadness. Sadness leads to averus. Rabbi Nachman talks a lot about this. When someone's sad, it leads him to a broken place. It leads him to do, unfortunately, even more sins. When someone's broken hearted, right? When someone has a broken heart, the Kutzker said, there's nothing more full than a broken heart. There's nothing more full than a broken heart. Someone has a broken heart and he feels really bad and he wants to be able to help in the right way. Says the Chiddush Harim, Kadosh Baruch Hu saw this and he made him a new mitzvah. So I think maybe they could say this is the opposite. Not only this is the part one we said is to be able to make sure the positive stays positive and doesn't go negative, but make sure that you take your negative and you can make it positive. Make sure that sometimes it might be tummy, it might be like looking like nothing good's going to come out of it, but make something positive out of it. You know, you had a bad day. You messed up. You said something you didn't want it to happen. Be able to move on from it. Like Rabbi Nachman says, if you have the ability to break, you should know you have the ability to fix. If you know that you could sin, know that you could also build it up. Know that you could fix. And that's the whole word of Lag BaOmer. Can you imagine Rabbi Akiva? We always know the 12,000 pairs, 24,000 students. But 24,000 funerals. Can you imagine going to 24,000 funerals in a 33-day time period? I can't even imagine, right? But what did Rabbi Akiva do? He started again. He started fresh. He built it up. He started again. And who was one of his main talmidim? It was Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And that's exactly why Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's yard site is on Lag BaOmer, Dafka at this time period. Because Rav Shimon Bar Yochai represents the ability to be able to move on from the negative, to move on from the 24,000, and to be able to start again, to start fresh. And that's Rabbi Akiva. That's the whole idea of Rabbi Akiva. Why didn't Rabbi Akiva just throw in the towel? Rabbi Akiva said, no, 24,000 is over, but it's time for me to start again. It's time for me to start fresh. And I think this goes well. We have 4 minutes left. This goes well with two ideas. One idea from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and one idea from the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe. Lubavitcher Rebbe writes, actually, on last week's Parsha, an Achrimos, an amazing idea. The halacha is, by Kohen Gadol, the halacha is that the Kohen Gadol can only use the same set of clothing every Yom Kippur, only one year at a time. Meaning this year, if we had the Beis HaMikdash, you wouldn't be able to, and he did the Avodah on Yom Kippur, he would not be able to use the same set of clothing, he would have to change. Rashi quotes in Shnai Mikra. What's so important about the new clothing? So Baba Shrebi says an amazing idea. Baba Shrebi says is that the Kohen Gadol is, the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol is all about to be able, it's representing the Tshuva of Klal Yisrael. Right? He's not just representing himself, he's representing the Tshuva of Klal Yisrael. It's the avoda of hischachus, of starting fresh and starting new. So of course you can't use the same clothing that you used last year. Because this year and last year are two different years. Right? This year I'm atoning for different sins. Last year I atoned for sins in 5, 7, 7, 6. This year I'm atoning for sins in 5, 7, 7. In Tavshin Zion. So much so, that element of tshuva, of to be able to start fresh, so much so, where does that even go? It even goes on to even the clothing of the Kohen Gadol. That a person cannot be bad, a person can't feel bad for himself and be able to not move on. A person messes up, a person has to feel bad about it. As we said from the Chiddush Harim, a person has to have that shivul nev. You messed up, able to move on. When someone's sad, you're not able to move on. You just get stuck in that sadness, you're not able to get out of the rut. But someone who feels really bad and wants to be able to move on has this Rabbi Akiva mentality. He has this Pesach Sheni mentality. He has this Rosh Hashanah Baruch Hu mentality. That something happened in the past, but now I want to be able to move on. The Kohen Gadol uses those clothing from last year, but this year is a new year. This year is a time for me to be able to move on. Just be able to close with this story. I saw this from my Rebbe's, Rav Weinberger's Shabbos, I think Shabbos Agoda Joshua from a couple years ago. The story goes is that the Rebbe Rayat, the sixth Lubavitcher Rebbe, before he was Rebbe, he was Menahel, he was a director of a Lubavitch Yeshiva. I'm not sure where, but he was a director of a Lubavitch Yeshiva. And the administration of the yeshiva wanted to kick a certain boy out. And he wasn't learning no matter what, whatever they tried, and he was just a very bad, unfortunately, very bad influence on the rest of the yeshiva there. There were Rabbi Rayatz, he was the head of the yeshiva, didn't know what to do. Like the other administration wanted to kick this guy out. But he didn't know what to do. So what do you do when you don't know what to do? Well, sometimes you go to your wife, and sometimes you go to your father. And he decided to go to the Rabbi Rashab, the fifth Rabbi. Right, we quoted before the seventh Rebbe, so this is the sixth, and the sixth went to the fifth, the Rebbe Rashab. And he asked his father what to do. Listen to what his father said. His father said, it was right before Pesach, and the Rebbe Rashab told him, he told him to put the boy in charge of cleaning the yeshiva for Pesach and coordinating the cooking for all the yeshiva's food for Pesach. Put him in charge of cleaning up for Pesach and make sure that he's in charge of all the meals, dairy, meat, whatever it is. The Rebbe Rayatz did this, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak did this, and the good boy completely turned around to become one of the yeshiva's finest students. After Pesach, he asked the Rebbe Rashab, "Nu, why'd you tell me to do that? So he told him that when someone's toiling in mitzvahs and you get involved in good things, that has such a spiritual effect. When you're involved for the yeshiva, and you're caring about the yeshiva, and you're worried about getting rid of the chametz in the yeshiva, you're also getting the chametz rid in your own personal life. And you're also getting spiritually uplifted." And says the Rebbe Rashab, mitzvos lift a Jew up. Mitzvos lift a Jew up. So at the end of the day, part one was all that staying positive, making sure the negative doesn't influence the positive. And I think the Pesach Sheni, the Lag BaOmer message, is even when things were negative, and even things were hard, be able to come out of it. Not ba'atzvus, not with sadness, but with shiver and lev, with brokenheartedness, in a real way. And that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu made them Pesach Sheni, and that's exactly what Rashbi did with Rabbi Akiva. So Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us to do this in our own lives, to make sure the negative doesn't infiltrate our positive. And if we do have negative, be able to work on it. Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, we should be zochet to be in Meiron with the rest of Klal Yisrael. Sure.